Hey everybody, it is time to talk about Adventures in Asheville, a beautiful destination in West North Carolina, up in the mountains. And right now, the fall leaves are everywhere. It is golden delicious, actually. That's what I'm going to call Asheville during this season. And today, we're going to be talking about shopping in Asheville for the holidays. We are here every first Tuesday with our friends Steve and Karen Wilson. We call them Mr. and Mrs. Wild of Asheville because they're either out, helping guests and everything, being nice and calm. Then they're nice through everything. Then they're out chasing wildlife, not chasing them. They don't get in front of the elk or, do that kind of thing, but they're out in nature, and then they're out hanging out with bands and going to concerts. So they're wild and cool. They run the Lion and the Road Bed and Breakfast in the Montford Historic District, and it's gorgeous there. I think over 600 homes to explore. So check them out at lion-rose.com, and they've got a special friend Jay joining us. So, but first, Mr. and Mrs. Wild, how wild has it been? How are
It's
you?
been pretty fun and wild. No complaints.
Hey, the last time you were on our show, we did the big weekly blend, which was full of giggles, as we always have on these shows. But you were on your way to like a few days of music and concert and mayhem, and came back, and immediately, like, I see that you like were at Willie Nelson within like 48 hours or
2 days.
something crazy.
Yep, we were. Yep.
Was it a good
Yeah, that was
show?
fun.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
We just jump right back into getting back into the groove. Work hard, play hard, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
see, that's the best. That's healthy.
By the
Balance.
way, having been at the inn since we saw you, and we did our few days stint of running an inn, we like to swap roles with Steve and Karen. They sometimes write in the magazine, and sometimes we run the inn. I don't know why they do it, but they actually trust us that much. And we're
I
like,
know.
holy cow, everything has to be perfect. But your guests, I want to say you have the best guests. I think Yeah,
you,
I think so.
nice. You,
I think so.
they're just so nice. And everyone, seems to be out there for an adventure, no matter what age. And I've seen pretty much, anyone from in adulthood arrive there. And people
Adulthood.
that over the 3 times we've done it and stayed there also with being a guest, people going there for a honeymoon, for anniversaries, their first time as B&Bers, going, oh wow, who knew we could have conversations over the table. And we watch like people just have so much fun and connect with each other. Is that part of it for you guys? Just
Oh
bringing
yeah,
people that
absolutely.
didn't
It's
know
one of the
each
biggest
other.
parts. Yep. Finding the connections. We were just discussing that just about an hour ago with these guests. Like, they had a connection with Chicago with each other, and then there was a connection with one of my guests and me with Buffalo. So we just the connections. It's such a small world.
And you hear it all at your table. That's what an innkeeper who's recently retired, Andrea, said. That she said, every morning I'd have the world at my table having these conversations, and she just would sit, and because she had an open kitchen where everyone was sitting, like that would never, Nancy would never be cooking for you guys if that happened with an open kitchen. But
That'd be
she would
fun.
just sit there and keep cooking. And she does. She stuffs you. She just keeps cooking and putting food in front of you, and you don't realize how much you've eaten because it's all so good, and you just keep putting it in your mouth. But she would have, she said, the whole world was at my table every single day,
That's perfectly
cooking.
said. Perfectly said.
Amazing. Well, speaking of connections, one of your friends, Jay Schultz, is here. He is the owner of Spartan Photography, and he does those cool drone photos, but he also does human photos. Let's see, just saying. But welcome, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing
We're
good. Tell us, how do you do those human photos? I'm just kidding, but because when we think drone photography, we don't really think of people all the time in them, and that's something that you work with, right? You do couples photos, portrait photos, so kind of do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a lot of the people that are my clients as a drone photographer are real estate, land development, construction, roofers. But in doing drone work, I came across an idea to take pictures with them, especially here in Western North Carolina. There's a lot of elevation change here, I might say. And so with that elevation change comes the opportunity to use the drone for some creative shots.
That's amazing. Wow. And your photography is really good. And what is interesting to me, you're doing all kinds of subjects, and there's even one of an inside. And you know what? I hate to say this, Steve and Karen, with you both on the show, but photographing, interiors, real estate, and bed and breakfast, I'm sorry, is one of them, is actually pretty difficult to get.
It is.
Get it to be honest and, not like, you know, use every filter in the world to do it. And your photography is very honest. And great. It's fantastic. People need to go there. SpartanPhotography.Zenfolio.com. So that's really cool what you're doing, Jay. So have you been in photography for your whole life, or tell us a little bit about that?
I actually
about
picked
that
it up
journey.
In college. Yeah, I was in college and I needed to get an art credit. And so I took digital photography and I just fell in love with it. That was about 2006. And I just really honed my skills doing photography with portraits and, you know, studio lighting and just controlling light and seeing light, which is really kind of the crux of photography. Mm-hmm. And when I got my first drone, I just fell in love with it because there's just so much that you can do with a drone that you can't do with a regular camera.
That's cool.
I want one now, but you have to get
one.
Yeah, but it's but there's a learning curve on a drone, right? For, you know, how to make it fly. Like, I think about all those people in those, you know, the little air controller park things, with those little plane things, or those little yachts in the pond. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but people hold things
the
in
RC.
Their hand and go, go here, go there. But it's not easy. You know, I've tried that before, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It looks easy if you're watching it, but it's not. But isn't it kind of like that doing the drone? You have to kind of understand those skills to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really grow up playing video games besides the whole stick with the button, Atari. And those skills that I needed, had I, you know, grew up playing video games, would have made this a whole lot easier for sure. But, yeah, you practice, you know, hundreds and thousands of hours, well, not hundreds of thousands of hours, hundreds of hours, up to thousands of hours. I said that funny. But, if you get plenty of, you get plenty
everybody
of flight hours,
laugh.
And,
no,
you know, you start to get good at it. And, you know, the drones technology is also increasing, too. So it does make it a little bit easier to learn on some of these GPS-enabled drones. You know, I also have my Part 107 SUAS pilot's license, which is required if you're, you know, doing drone photography professionally.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. So... That's what I was going to say. And then don't you need to have permits as well for certain areas? I don't know about North Carolina, but other places we know, especially with national parks and things like that, that sometimes you have to have permits. And then, you know, once you get your foot in the door versus someone just trying it on their own, you know what I mean? Do you have to go through those kind of things here?
Yeah, there's all kinds of rules that the FAA has and, you know, North Carolina, federal lands, they have special rules. A lot of parks, you can't fly a drone unless, like you said, you talk to the rangers and get a permit to do so. But those are, you know, far and few between. So even like the Blue Ridge Parkway is considered, you know, I think it's what, 694 miles long. And it's all national parks. So you can't fly your drone up there either.
Yeah, right. The forest.
If you think about it, you know, if everybody had a drone and everybody could do whatever they wanted, then we'd be bucking.
Yeah, we would be ducking.
We would, because there'd be drones all over the place.
Yeah.
And it is an invasion of privacy to some degree sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
Yeah,
have
Amazon starts delivering with the drones.
We need to have some. We have to have regulations because people do stuff that, you know,
abused.
Yeah, Jay, because I know your background is also serving in the military. Thank you for your service. Do you think that adds to you understanding things like GPS? Like we all think we know GPS because we tell our phone to do something, and sometimes the phone says, I don't know North Carolina, like mine does a lot. We as human beings using these phones actually don't understand coordinates at all, unless you're on the geeky side or in the military or mapping, hiking, people who understand those coordinates. But I wonder how many people walking around with their GPS or driving around with actually understand what that does. Just saying, you know?
Yeah. You know, being in the military for 23 years, when I first started out, it was just a map and a compass that sent you on your way. And I would say it was about 2001, we got the first GPSs. And that was, you know, the military, being in the military means you get all the cool new gadgets first and you get to try and break them.
Cool.
So that's always
like the
fun.
Internet.
The military first. And so even drones, a lot of the drones that are coming out now, we've actually been using them for reconnaissance and those kind of things in Afghanistan and Iraq. So,
And it's interesting, too, when you think about, you know, the Internet and how all these things do go through the military first, even M&Ms, because M&Ms were created so they wouldn't melt in pockets for the military that were out. So now we have M&Ms because they don't melt. Yeah, they will melt in your glove box, though. I have tried that. They're not supposed to melt in your hand, I believe. But it was for the military.
Right.
How about that? They got M&Ms and the Internet first, you know, for good reason.
I mean, it's just another reason to join the military, I say.
Is that the
reason?
Yeah, right.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think there's all kinds of reasons with that. So you're doing drone photography, and then people can go to your website and order, like, you know, because holiday cards. We are focusing on shopping, but we had to get to chat with Jay a little bit here and find out, you know, a little bit more of his backstory. But in regards to the holidays coming up, are you working with people locally, you know, or even visitors that love the Parkway or love coming out to Smoky Mountains or even Asheville, doing like Christmas card photos and end of year family photos? You know, some people actually still mail like a newsletter to each other as families with a photo. Are you doing that kind of work?
Yeah, so the for the shopping thing, I actually have a special going on for portraits, and we can do them with the regular camera or we can do them with the drone, either way. And it can be as many people in the picture as you want. It's going to be a one-time photo. You get a couple of different options to choose from. You order the photo, and you can order your cards to send out, your Christmas cards to send out. And, you know, you got to get that done early and get it out of the way. So we're doing it for $50.
That's
awesome.
That's reasonable.
That's really reasonable. That's really reasonable because it is. I'd say so. And in regards to images, are people like, are you doing like, I see music in there. I had to go there because of Mr. and Mrs. Wild. So are you going to concerts and doing images too for people, like in, you know, promoters and that kind of thing?
I like to take pictures at the venues and things like that. My issue is that when I'm there listening to music, I get caught up in the music and I forget all about my camera. So that hasn't worked out too well for me. You know, so I typically just have stopped taking my camera to those venues. You know, a lot of times, whatever, you know, people are looking to do, if there's a special reason for it, you know, I'm open to pretty much any project that's going to make me happy.
Cool. Very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit more shopping, because I think Asheville is so centrally located in with so much around it and in it, you know, as like the downtown and the arts district. And basically, it's a good destination to hang out in and travel, have fun, go to, you know, go to breweries, go to the Biltmore and all those kind of things, too. But in between shop versus going to all the big box store kind of thing, where just have fun shopping, you know, where you can actually breathe and think about who you're gifting. And I think a lot of people come back to Asheville over and over again. I know Nancy and I don't know what, you know, it's that vortex. Karen, are you seeing a lot of repeat people, like repeat guests coming? You know, they fall in love with Asheville and weren't able to do it on a weekend because you can't. And different seasons, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have people that come back because there's always something new to see, something to revisit. And then we have people that have meaningful things, like one of the couples, Steve had married, about a year and a half ago. They're coming back for their fourth time in December, and just nice to catch up. And they just, same thing, it's just revisiting something that feels like home, and we kind of, you know, welcome them to our family. So it's just like visiting friends in a place you love to just go explore.
Oh, that's awesome.
There is something about Asheville that as we travel the country, which we've done for a couple of years now, as we go,
over a
just
decade.
But it is very, first of all, it's very clean compared to other cities. And it's very welcoming. Like, people are friendly on the streets. They smile. They might wave. They might say hello. But they're not, in some cities where you walk, everybody's looking at the ground. And, like they don't know where to step next or something. And
don't want to step in something in some of those cities.
I know. So they're always looking at the ground, and they're not exactly looking happy. But in Asheville, they are. So you feel good there. You feel welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Asheville's cool and funky, and all kinds of people from all walks of life, right? Mm. And it's cool because there's also people just going to visit family, you know. So they come back around. So I'm saying all this because it's kind of those things where people will have photos taken, you know, of their family, you know, in Asheville or in that Smoky Mountains or someplace where they can, you know, that is something that's reminiscent of what they're doing. And then there's people that are just moving to Asheville. I mean, real estate happens because of tourism, period. Like it is part of it.
Really?
People go there, check out places, you know, it's one of those things where people go, they fall in love with an area, and next thing you know what, why don't we just get a second home? Or, hey, honey, let's just move here and start a bed and breakfast, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so it happens, but it starts with that community feel. And if a visitor doesn't feel like they're welcome as a community, and a bed and breakfast does that. It you know, the people running a bed and breakfast are wanting guests into their home. And it's this immersive, amazing experience. And so you start to feel at home immediately. And then you go to a restaurant and the wait staff is awesome and makes you feel like at home. You go like, this could be my Cheers bar, you know, and things like that. So it starts to move on and grow with you when you start to know a place. It's like, maybe, you know, there's a piece of land over here. Maybe I might be doing something, you know. So tourism and travel plays a role in where people move to. And so when they buy their first home in Asheville, or, hey, you know, this is where we're going to be for the holidays, I think people need to call Jay. I'm just saying. And
I think
go to a cooking class, too, because you're in Asheville, which is really high up there in gastronomy. See, I can still say that word. But... Cottage cooking. Can we talk about them? I want to bring them up pretty fast because part of holiday shopping is not just buying physical items, but experiences.
Right.
So, cooking cottage.
I'm excited to hear about the cooking. I can't wait to hear about it. I love cooking.
CJ.
You needed to take one of their classes. We should do it together with you and Christy. It's a really nice. They do a small group. They do any kind of different cuisine. They have like 12 different classes. John and Lisa are the owners and operators, and they do it out of their home. They made their kitchen larger, renovated it, and you cook in the kitchen with them, and then you all sit down for dinner together, bring your own alcohol if you want, and it's a nice few hours, nice thing to do in the evening.
Hey,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Teach you how to make a killer brownie. That's an important question.
The class we did was cooking with beer, of course. So, you know, couldn't go wrong there.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, how are you about cooking with beer?
I think it's always a necessity. Some of my favorite foods are cooked in beer.
Well, you can make a really good beer cake. Mm-hmm. Because
beer
you don't.
I used to make it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A nice stout mm-hmm. makes for a good cake.
Yeah.
Well, and a dirty Godiva, too. Just saying.
Yep. Dirty Godiva on tap at the Land of the Rose right now.
Oh, and I heard that's a spice. So, Steve.
Everybody's liking this new beer.
Yeah,
oh, cool. Oh, man, I need to come by and get, I need to come sit on the front
yeah,
porch
you
and
do.
Hang out.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
This is version two.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
It's a little spicy in
a lot of spicy.
Well,
so the Godiva
it's got a nice
spicy.
Kick on the back end.
Nancy's got the spice on the back end just for you.
Yeah.
It's the Betsky beer. I like this. So is this did you work with your peppers for this, Steve?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
They worked fantastically.
Oh man, this is cool. This is You know what? We may have to make an out of trip.
A little stop on your next.
I know you keep messaging me. This beer is out of the world now. Let's move to you guys, right? Segue into the beer skis. I'm calling it. You know, we got the butt skis, and then we've got the beer skis.
Yep.
The beer skis in the roomies at the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. So I know you have this package, the beer ski package. Tell everybody about this because, like, you could have Steve's beer on tap in your room. Like, in
that's so cool.
Am I saying this correctly?
Yep.
Yep. If you stay at least 4 nights, we'll give you a free in-room tap in your room. And we either will default to doing our wheat beer, which is a guest favorite, or if we have at least a few weeks notice, Steve will make whichever type beer you want.
Ooh.
All yours.
Wow. Mm.
Yep.
Then you can go, I'll tap that. That's amazing. Like, really, you have your own beer. Just go, yay. It's right there. It's easy access. That's awesome. So do you do gift certificates, Karen?
We do. We do. So that is a popular item that we have, especially same thing, like repeat that we'll give this other family member so they get more people in the loop, which is wonderful. Word of mouth is, as you know, is still best, you know, the best advertising you can get.
Then people, well, only if you're doing the right thing. See, you guys can say that because you're doing the right thing. But if you're a bad restaurant,
then you can't.
A whole night of bad food, like your word of mouth is going to go sour on you. So it only works for businesses that do the right thing, and you guys do, you know, which is
right.
I love it. It's personalized. That's the thing about a bed and breakfast. It's that personalized, you know, touch and that. It's awesome. I'm not going to quit on the beer yet because apparently your little Butsky dogs, your little Shih Tzus, yes, that's how I say it, Oreo and Ozzy, just had a photo shoot at Dissolver, and this is the cute, it's a Beer City In Dogs, is that on Instagram? Is that the right one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Seriously,
it
guys.
Is. That's their personal page. Yep.
They're so
my gosh.
They're too cute to not have their own page. They can't be on the Line of the Rose all the time, so they have to have their own page.
No, they have to give autographs now, like a paw print or something.
Yeah, they do. They do. They are
they have lots
so
of friends
cute.
On this.
Well, they just tell us about the photo shoot because this is a cool thing. We want to vote for that,
so this
but
is
apparently
a,
we're not allowed.
Yeah. This is a really cool fundraiser that one of our favorite breweries, Dissolver, does. This is going to be this is their third year. They work with Asheville Humane Society.
Awesome.
So you give a donation to get your dog's picture taken, and it gets put on a beer label. A portion of all the beer sales go to the shelter. So we absolutely love this fundraiser. Think it's like the best thing that every brewery should be doing this with a dogs on a beer can to help a shelter. We love this idea.
That's cool. That
it's
is
way
so cool.
Cool.
It's a beer that we need to go have, apparently. We need to go.
You do. Dissolver is never disappointing.
Well, we did do one thing that we said. We would no. Well, we did Two Trees Distilling. That was
that was good.
We're slowly conquering a list. Two Trees Distilling. I'm just gonna say, when you get to your family table, because you never know who's gonna show up, and all during the holiday season, I think you need to place an order with Two Trees Distilling first, and don't tell people about the full order. Never tell everybody your full hand. But you need to have ones that are like like, you know, packed in places that people won't know, but it might make everybody have a nice, happy conversation. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Lisa wants a private stash.
And they're open 7 days a week for tastings, and I encourage that. But I think people, a nice, they have whiskeys that you can bring to the table, that like the flavored ones, that people that don't know they would like whiskey. I mean, I'm not talking about people getting drunk and stupid here. It just warm up the cold people a little bit and warm
they
up the warm people.
They certainly can have that whiskey.
You know? Ooh, a what?
they certainly can get stupid if they want.
Yeah, I know. They can.
But it's
they
just
have too much, maybe.
It's about being mellow. Like, just relax.
Right.
Go to that happy place in your mind.
Exactly. So we can do that. And I would say that would be some gifts to give to people, but also have your table.
It would.
So that would be something to do on that level. But then also when you look at what everything else that you have on this list for shopping, what would you do for people, doggy people? Because Asheville's dog friendly, and I know
there's
people.
That's it. It is. It's very dog friendly. There's a couple of dog stores that you can find. The Dog Door Store is one. Patton Avenue Pet Company is another one that they have a lot of great things for pets, not just the food, but, you know, toys and outfits and all that stuff.
Oh, very cool. Now, where's the place with the champagne? Isn't that something that a good, well, listen, champagne midday while you shop is not a bad deal.
Yep, that's the Battery Park Book Exchange and Champagne Bar in Grove Arcade. That's one of our favorite little, we'll say hidden gems we like to point out to people, saying Grove Arcade's a nice, like, shopping mall with anything and everything in there, but the architecture is beautiful to look at, nicely decorated for the holidays. But then you find things like the Battery Park Bookstore in there, the Wakefoot Sanctuary, which is like our favorite spot to go unwind if you need a nice soaking foot bath to, you know, kick back and relax. Just fun stuff in there.
Oh, that's neat. And then just even like just walking down the River Arts District would be cool just to go find places, you know?
Exactly. River Arts has anything and everything, paintings, pottery, jewelry, you name it, you'll find it. All kinds of great artists down there.
Yep.
Well, I
and
know
beer.
You're listening.
Awesome.
Oh, beer, beer. Okay, so breweries. Can you buy beer from breweries for friends, like as part of their gifts? Like, you know Okay.
Yeah, most of them have to go, like, 4 packs or 6 packs. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Well, then food-wise, if you're going to do... okay, so like if you're going to do a gift package for people that are foodies that love Asheville or even live in Asheville or North Carolina, what would you do? We get gift certificates, call them over at the Cottage Cooking class, right? You want to do that?
Definitely.
Obviously get a gift certificate for the Lemon and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, just say.
Yeah.
And get one so you can have the keg in the room. And then you've got to get Jay later so that we can take, you know, he can take photos of happiness. But what would you fill in there, like in regards for the foodie, where would you go?
If you want something a little bit more personal than a gift certificate, that's kind of a tougher one to call. But there's some of our favorite, we love, I have a chocolate sweet tooth, so I like Chocolate Fetish. They have delicious chocolate truffles. They do artistic chocolate, so... it's always fun to just go even window shop in there. My favorite thing that I tell everyone is they make a woman's high heel shoe, an actual size 5 high heel shoe made of chocolate with different designs on it. So it's kind of like a Cinderella chocolate shoe. I mean, it's just cute. Cute stuff in there.
That's cool.
Oh, man. That is fun. Chocolate.
What about, what would you say food, Steve?
Yeah, let's see.
What does the Bee Charmer do? Do they have honey?
They have honey, yep.
Yes, the Bee Charmer has like dozens of types of different local honeys that you can try, and then all different kinds of honey products you can buy. So that's another like another little spot we like to point people to.
You only get two locations, too, I believe.
That's unusual. That's not something you're going to find everywhere. That's unusual.
Well, of course, they'd have to you know, put the beer in the Two Trees Distilling House to go in there again. The other thing is, I know on your list, when we talk about fashion and things like that, you were talking about Paul Taylor Leather, which is like a custom belt creator. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's pretty unique, too.
Steve?
Yeah, did the custom belts over there, and they have just about any kind of belt buckle you can imagine over there. And
I think hundreds
of different belt buckles. So, you can really, if somebody likes to wear belts and all that, or collect them, I mean, it'd be a good place to check out. I mean, handmade. And,
that's a nice gift, custom made, if you know what somebody's, you know. That's a really great place, I think, for something different.
Yeah, you got to get
my belt today, so I could use one.
Yeah, but see, you got to get a Stetson hat and then a belt buckle that is big enough for both hands to hold on to it.
Mm. So there you go.
There it is. You've got to put your feet at least 2.5 feet apart, right, and stand there with your hands on the belt buckle with the Stetson hat and go, "Hi, y'all."
Well, okay, wait a minute. You also
my line dancing expertise into work.
Oh, boy.
Put that to work too.
Oh, listen to him.
Oh, boy. Cool.
Well, I want to bring up Rocket Fizz because we're talking about foodie stuff. Rocket Fizz, I would like to go there because, come on, this is like, this is nostalgia.
It's all the old school candies. I mean, anything you can think of that like we grew up with and.
Cool.
Oh, it's just like you are really like a kid in a candy shop again.
Mm. What, remember the rocket pops that would explode in your mouth?
No pun intended.
You know, here it is.
Fireballs. The fireballs.
Oh, love the fireballs.
Yeah.
Don't start me on. Yeah, there's like, a jawbreakers.
The jawbreakers, that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the rocket pops. I mean, I thought they were.
The pop rocks.
Pop rocks. Oh,
that's
man,
it.
When they go quickly in your mouth, there's like, I don't know if they're legal. Are they legal? Because I think, the last time I had it was in California.
You can still find them.
Yeah, but I was in California the last time. And, you know, sometimes they get banned in certain places. I don't know. But candy has been like, you know, you can't do this anymore. Like they took cocaine out of Coca-Cola. It's the same thing.
What?
Yeah. Eventually, you're not allowed to do. Yeah. Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it, Nancy. That's why it's called Coke.
Okay. Not when
seriously.
I drink it.
No.
I don't remember.
Long time ago.
I don't remember.
Yep.
It was Coke before caffeine. You know, just going on the history of the history of the world. So we've got old fashioned candy. Okay. Going back to clothes, you put on the list Virtue Boutique and Honey Pot.
So
those are both like just there's a lot of nice little boutique type of shops on Lexington Avenue. Virtue is one that I kind of lean towards because they just have like a bunch of funky, different, unique items. They're young girls that run the shop basically, but they like the retro stuff. So you can find weird and funky and just cool stuff in there.
Cool.
That's cool. And then music, you've got Citizen Vinyl and Voltage Records. You know that like just to find a record shop these days. And, you know, if your friend collects records and you know who they've been trying to get, go look. And go spend some time looking and get back in a record store and see what it feels like. It's amazing.
It's so
record
cool.
Record stores cool. Yeah.
I'm glad vinyl's coming back. I think it's cool.
It is cool.
It's so
fun.
It's warm.
Yeah.
It's got a warmer tone than CDs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just warmer. Yeah. I don't know how else to say
that's
it,
good,
you know?
Mm, yep,
it's
good
just warmer.
You're right.
Well, then, you know, the original vinyl, the only problem is I want to eat the records because they look like licorice wheels that I used to get as a kid. And because now I'm stuck on the candy. And they look like licorice wheels. And I would always look at the records going, I'm like Oreo, your little pup. I'm just like, can I eat that? I'd like to do that. That looks like licorice, but then I find out it's not, you know, but no, records are, I think, you know, because people are, you know, thrift stores are really making a huge comeback, which is fantastic. And people, you can find things and just know your friends. You can give things that have been thrifted or, you know, used records and things like that, used books, antique books.
Oh, gosh,
you know, there's a certain period of time when things start to have to come through the recycling chain and people look for certain things, and it's the thought that counts. You know,
and it's more valuable,
absolutely,
actually. Yeah. It's harder to find.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, it depends on the person.
It's more thoughtful.
Yeah. You might find a Jerry Garcia tie in one of the, you know, thrift stores. And you have a friend that collects them. I have a friend who collects Jerry Garcia ties. She's got over 100 of them.
Okay.
I didn't know
like
that was
serious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know either, but apparently there is. Like, you know, it's a San Diego thing. You know, part of the highway there is the Jerry Garcia Highway. And every time I drive down it, I'm like, well, I'm waiting for like my Jerry Garcia Ben and Jerry's ice cream to miraculously appear or something, you know, hippie to happen and nothing happens.
Yeah.
I could keep waiting, but it doesn't. Okay. Art. This is something interesting too, because you put Lexington Glassworks, also the Folk Art Center. So the glassworks, is that like glass art that people can purchase? Like,
so it is. It is the great thing about Lexington Glass is you can go in and watch demonstrations. Ooh. So you can watch them making different pieces. So some days it might be a plate, a bowl, but they have several things in there you can buy. I honestly don't know if they do custom pieces. I think they might, but of course there's a bar in there, so you can get a beer in there as well. Where else can't you get? I mean, everywhere you get a beer around here, but it's just a fun. They have unique pieces, and just watching the, it's just amazing how they do that with the glass. I couldn't do it.
Well, I've watched people like do the hummingbirds and stuff. There was a guy in near Vegas that was doing it, and it's just Yeah, you could watch that all day. Like, they should put that on a webcam. You just sit there and watch it all day because it's amazing because it's hot, you know?
I know.
And it's something unique. And if you, that's the thing about shopping versus like the Black Friday hell. Like, honestly, come on, people. Except for you do make good Walmart videos. If you do it, like, we're going to watch you. You know that. But the other experience is go for a hike, opt outside, go into nature, right? On Black Friday.
Absolutely.
And go have an experience yourself. And when you give your friend, you know, or a family member, loved one, a piece of glass that you watch actually being blown and made, like, that's pretty, that's amazing.
I think so too. Special.
We're missing the personal aspects of life, and that's where bed and breakfast and everything comes in.
Yeah.
Even Jay's photography, like, who goes and gets a portrait done? Lots of people, right? But it's those things, beyond the cell phone selfie. You know?
Right. It is. Same thing, experience. That's the word I always go back to. It's an experience. Experience should be what life is about. That's what makes it interesting, making memories, sharing connections, all of that. Just, I can't imagine life without it for me.
Me
either. There's something about taking a moment and actually thinking, not click and run. Just click, 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 and not even thinking about what you're looking at. Just click, 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 and hope it comes out. But I'm like, you may never get to that spot again. So maybe slow down, take a deep breath, and actually look at what you're photographing. That would be a hint. Because we watch it all the time, and it's just, like, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure.
I did that today and almost fell down a hill, but that's okay. Well, it happens. What's the herbiary?
It has some quirky, weird things in there, but like they're known for the loose leaf teas.
Okay. You said loose leaf. I'm like, where are we going? No brownies? So it's really about things with herbs, so herbal teas and like lavender.
Yes, it is focused more on herbal teas and herbal medicine and stuff like that. So it's an alternative type of store. Never know what you might find in there.
That's cool. Those kind of places.
Yeah, no, those are interesting.
Well, it's also a learning curve of this country is losing its actual native herbs. And so places like that seem to always let us learn about herbs and healing and things like that. And I really appreciate them because I was going to say they're going off a limb. We can't say that with an herb, right? But they are. Mm. It's such hard work.
Yeah.
And I know. Sorry, I'm like silly. But it is hard work with what they do. And even to take all the extracts from this little plant that a lot of times is an annual and then create soap, create like this extract. It's like, and then we go get our, you know, $10 vial of something, yet so many things had to happen for that vial of extract that's going to help you do, you know, breathe better, feel better. You know what I mean? It's really amazing. So, okay.
It
so
is.
Herbiary. I want to say herbary. I was in England this morning on a Zoom call.
I would say you're going backwards to English or South African roots, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if it's talking about herbs, we may go back to
herbier.
South Africa before England.
I think it's herbier.
Yeah,
like some herbier. Friends. It's a herbier. Yes.
Oh, just add it on. The Mast General Store. General stores are cool because you can get. Well, it depends on the store. You can go get a blouse and buy a tractor in the same place, depending on.
You're right.
Is that what it's like?
It is. So you won't find a tractor, but you will find pretty much anything in there. There's all kinds of like hiking gear for anybody who's out here hiking and maybe forgot something. So a lot of outdoor type gear, but then they'll have same thing, like all kinds of like candies and different souvenirs and stuff like that. So it's a nice mix of anything.
Cool.
That's cool. Very cool. So
it's a good
lots
spot.
To do. Lots to do. And I also want to say, hey, get a park pass if you want to go to Smoky Mountains. Buy a park pass for fellows, fellow travelers. Those are kind of things you can get too. A lot of national parks have conservancies and associations that support the parks. Which help with road signs and things like that, maintenance issues. And those nonprofits have all kinds of cool gear like books and things that you can look at buying. So I don't know about the Blue Ridge Parkway. I don't know about Smoky Mountains. I'm just in general, each major national park area. Like you guys are one of the most visited in the country, I believe, if not the most visited.
Yeah, I think so. Man.
I think it was still number one. I think for Blue Ridge Parkway.
When you're going to go shopping, isn't it cool to know that you shop somewhere where you help a park as opposed to a big box store where you're helping people who are already too rich?
Yeah, we always try to support local.
Yeah.
I mean, these are families who appreciate your business and they work hard to make a living.
Yeah.
So it's just like when you have the choice, it's not much of a choice, honestly. It should be easy.
Yeah, I agree. Feel good about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. You do. Yeah.
And there's just buying an experience. So that's the other thing is to get gift certificates.
Right.
Like line in the rows and people can create their own holidays. They, you know, feel, I wanted to bring up the book, 100 Things to Do in Asheville Before You Die for, you know.
There you go.
That's another thing you want to get. Amazing book.
That'll give you more ideas for your next trip or for somebody else who hasn't been. That's a great resource. Great resource. A lot of our little hidden gems, I'll say, are in there. So
cool.
It's a good book.
That's
awesome. I was going to say with that, and it's by Christy Tolley, everybody, the author Christy Tolley. And that's Christy with a K. She was on our show last year. You know, we were doing like 23 things to do in Asheville this year. In 2023. But also when you think about it, it's for people coming into Asheville and moving in, that's a good gift too, you know, so like a housewarming gift and things like that. So lots of gifting ideas that all seem to have an experience, you know, when you think about it.
Definitely.
And Two Trees, the engraving at Two Trees Distillery, that's going to be cool too.
Oh, yeah.
They're new.
Yeah. We're looking forward to checking that out soon.
Awesome.
Cool. And we'll let you know. Yep, we'll let you know on that one.
Yay.
Alrighty.
Yay. Everyone, we are here every first Tuesday with the Lion and the Rose peeps, our Mr. and Mrs. Wild, Steve and Karen Wilson. So go to lion-rose.com. All the links are in the show notes. And also for Jay Schultz, his photography, go to his site, spartanphotography.zenfolio.com, and check that out. And of course, we're here, bigblendradio.com. Thanks, Steve and Karen.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.